start the meeting.
All right.
Thank you.
Just to remind everyone, this is a meeting that's being broadcast to a variety of sites here in Southern California and is made available to the public at large. So that's why we kind of are succinct in moving forward.
Fantastic. Thank you, Mary. So I'd like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting for Adeo Charter School Nonprofit Board, which operates Adeo 2 Charter School, Adeo Charter School 3, Grossmont Secondary School, and Sweetwater Secondary School. I'm Greg Haggard, Chairman of the Board. I will facilitate the meeting. Let's take the roll first. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefit of new members and members of the public. Tim Morton.
Tim Morton, board member, Adeo Schools, CEO of Westland Financial Services.
Laura Barrera.
Parent representative, board member. I am director of acquisitions, dispositions, and leasing for the Gildred Companies.
And I'm Greg Haggard, board member and CEO of the Gildred Companies. So we have all three of our members here. We've established a quorum, and I'd need a motion for approval of 1.3, which is establishment of quorum.
I make a motion. Laura Barrera makes a motion. Sorry. I
think Tim Morton makes a second.
Okay. All those in favor. So I'm going to have to call you and call for your vote. So Laura.
Aye.
Tim.
Aye.
And Greg is aye. Motion passes unanimously. So it's time to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll guide us through that. Ready? Okay. I pledge allegiance
to the United States of America and to the
Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
indivisible, liberty,
and justice for all.
You probably couldn't hear me because I know I've got a sketchy microphone. I'm sorry about that. So we have item 1.5, approval of agenda. Do I have a motion for the approval of item 1.5?
So moved. Tim Morton.
Laura Barrera seconded.
Okay, and I'm going to call for the vote. Laura.
Aye.
Tim.
Aye.
And Greg's aye, so it passes unanimously. So we're now to the public comment section, 2.1 non-agenda public comment. This is the opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes in total, unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any public comments on items not on the agenda?
We're not aware of any, Greg.
Okay, are we aware of any public? There's no way for us to know if the public's on this call, right?
If they contacted us, we would certainly put them on this call.
Okay.
And they are on this call. There is a live link posted to every single one of the web pages. So they do have, the public does have access and can participate live.
Okay, thank you. 2.2, agenda items, public comment. This is the opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes, unless otherwise modified by the chair. Are there any public comments on agenda items? So hearing none, we are in 3.0, public hearing. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on public hearing for the learning continuity and attendance plan. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chair. So we are opening the public hearing, and I have a time of 9:53.
And this is the purpose of this special meeting. It is required. We have to have two meetings. Tim, can you give some introductory remarks on this?
Yes. So the learning continuity and attendance plan is a requirement this year. It's replacing the LCAP because of COVID-19 pandemic. And so what it asks is that schools and school districts describe their process for distance learning in preparing for going back in person with all the protective precautions needed for the COVID-19 pandemic. So for us, because we're a blended learning program and offer quite a bit of online curriculum, it really describes our program with the exception of just not having access to the resource centers right now. And so all of our students are able to access the curriculum and their instructional needs and have access to our teachers on an ongoing basis so they can continue on with their educational program. Where a school district would really be describing something very different than what they were offering before. And so the state asked that schools approve this plan first with the public hearing and then a final vote of their board before September 30th, at the beginning of the year, so that the public was aware of what their program would look like for this coming year due to COVID-19. So you'll see a lot of it describes what we've done in previous documents, which is great. And then it just updates to make sure that, you know, we have more Chromebooks and technology going out than we have in the past. We've got the grab and go program for students in Mission Valley and Bonita areas to access nutrition. So all the different supports we need for different student groups, homeless, foster, English learners, are all there and described in the plan. And so this is a draft, and it may, as we talk to more stakeholders, it's gone through the Student Site Council and English Learner Advisory Group and the board for the public hearing, and then it's posted on our website. So any additional feedback that we may receive from stakeholders would be incorporated into the plan and then reflected in the final approval prior to September 30th.
We've spent a great deal of time in staying in touch with the various bodies and educational and governmental and health that have an impact on our advisement in regard to the virus and how we can function within its parameters. Tony Thurman, the superintendent, the governor's office, the county health department, our county superintendent. Yesterday we met with our one of our authorizers, Cindy Martin, the superintendent for San Diego Unified. And she had a guest doctor from UCSD who again went into a high level of detail in regard to preventing the spread. So we have spent, I can easily say, hours collectively in staying abreast. CCSA, our associations, have had also in service. So there's a tremendous amount of background that we've gathered. Not all of it consistent all the time, but for the most part, we certainly are are remaining compliant and in alignment with the educational community as much as possible.
Thank you, Mara. Is there anything, any other comment any of the staff would like to provide? Well, thank you for that, and we'll be back at another board meeting. I'll go ahead and close the public hearing. It's 9:57. Thank you for that. So moving on to 4.0 administrative items. We have 4.1, consider approval.
That's of today's meeting.
Approval of August 26th board meeting. So I'm looking for a staff report, Mary.
Recommend acceptance.
Okay.
And there has to be one more, which is going to be coming up, and we'll set a date.
Okay, so I'm looking for a motion on that.
Laura Barrero, I so move.
Second, Tim Morton.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Greg is aye. That passes unanimously. We're at 4.2. Discuss and consider approval of board meeting in September. Do we have a staff report or recommendation?
Yes, we were looking at, and again, this would be a short meeting. This is not the regular board meeting. This is a special meeting. I believe that we have a regular meeting on October 21st. Is that correct, Angela?
Correct.
October 21st.
Yes.
At what time?
1 p.m.
At 1 p.m. That's going to be the regular meeting. Now, the additional meeting that we need prior to the end of September, we would like to do at 1 o'clock on the 22nd, if that's possible. And it would be a, there would be a short item.
That's for September?
Uh-huh, the 22nd. Lynn, would there be a second item on that agenda? Is Moreno Valley part of this?
You're on mute, Lynn.
Yes, there will be a charter petition for Odeo Valley Charter School. Although, you know, the board has approved already the submittal of the petition to the school district, which is within our boundaries currently. So, and then the Odeo Charter School 2 will also be on that agenda. We are renewing Odeo Charter School 2 and submitting a new petition for Odeo Charter School, Odeo Valley Charter School.
All right, so there will be three items. The closure for this that we're voting on today, or that we're having a public hearing on today, and then two charter submissions. And if we can do that at 1 o'clock on September 22nd, would that work?
That's good for my calendar.
Okay.
Works for me.
Thank you, Laura.
I'm good.
Tim's good. Okay.
Greg's good.
Greg's good. Got it. 1 p.m. I believe that needs a vote.
Okay. So, Mary, I didn't hear you. You said that requires a vote? Is that what you just said?
I think so, yes.
Okay, so I'm looking for that motion for 4.2 to approve the meeting in September.
Motion to approve the meeting in September.
Laura Barrero, I second that.
And your vote, Laura?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Greg is aye. That passes unanimously. So we're now on the consent agenda, and I think we have one minor correction that I don't requires much more than mention. And Mary, if you would read that for us.
Page 129 of 171, first paragraph in parentheses, we would add in front two words, Odeo or, the charter school is already there. Odeo or charter school. That was just typo.
Laura, okay. Barrera, I move that we add Odeo or to the UC Uniform Complaint Policy and Procedures.
And we need to vote approval for it, the consent agenda.
Do we need to vote on this minor correction?
No, the minor correction is part of the move to approve the consent agenda. So it's to approve the consent agenda with that modification Laura just mentioned. So if you just add approval of consent agenda with that modification, that's it.
Then I so move that we approve the consent agenda.
Tim?
Second.
All right, we're voting. Laura?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Greg is aye, so we have just passed the consent agenda. Let's see where I am. Are we down to 6.0 board announcements? Oh, yep, that's it. We're down to, do we have any board announcements? So from time to time, each board member may have topics of interest they'd like to share with the community. These are informational in nature, do not require action or any further announcements or comments. I would just like to add then that I'm just so proud of the staff. The Alta Schools is particularly well suited for the situation we find ourselves in with COVID-19. And I know you worked really hard to to fine-tune the educational offering to make it even better, but it's just a really great work, great job. This is a really good time to demonstrate that Altus has done a spectacularly good job. So thank you for that.
Thank you. I just have one closing comment. Is that all right?
Yes.
In July, at the end of July, as you know, every year I meet with our leadership team in order to evaluate our progress from the previous year. And we literally evaluate it. This is how we evaluate our leadership team. And that is by receiving their input, their data, on what their initiative was for the year. Everyone champions at least one initiative for the year. And the rest of their peers, myself included, we all vote on the level of success that they accomplished with their task. As part of the work, we do a SWOT analysis and we go through a variety of activities to delve very deeply and technically into every aspect of our operation, and then forecast and go forward with the initiatives that will outline our work for the coming year. It is required that everyone show up with proof of accomplishment, and this doesn't do it justice. I don't think you can see it, but this is the binder. Can you see it at all? This is the binder that Tim compiled based on all of the reports from everybody. And I can't emphasize, I always have suggestions, always. Every year, I say, well, you could have done this. Next time, will you do that? You know, we're always growing and learning. So it's not a negative thing. It's just a growing kind of a thing. But I'm telling you, this year, I was speechless. I didn't have any real substantial suggestions at all. This is such an extraordinary document. There are successes in there. There's, you know, real life and real time. It is absolutely extraordinary. Never seen anything like it. Even when I worked in the traditional system where there were huge departments. And I don't feel that I'm touting my own horn. I mean, these are people that I am evaluating and supporting, and I can't tell you how great they were. This alone right here is another binder. This is the instructional plan for the school, and it is it's understandable. It's real time, which is what I appreciate. It's realistic. It is absolutely superb. So I wish I could share it with you in a more tangible way. I do have with the Student Success Programs Corporation, new board members coming on board. And what we're going to do there is to prepare a training so that, and we don't want to do it like an all day, you know, 3-4 hour kind of thing. I think there'll probably be 2 separate hours of presentations, maybe 3, I don't know. And I assume it's probably going to be on Zoom. Although if people called for a meeting in person, we could do that as well and do half Zoom and half people. I don't know. Angela's going to figure all that out. The reason I'm bringing it up is that I think we'll ask Angela to just generally send an invitation to all board members, because I know the Admiral was interested in attending the training, even though it was for new people. And so I think the logical thing to do is to make it available to everyone. If you feel informed and you don't, or you're not available to join us, that's okay, that's fine. But we will open it up to you so that they can do some of the key presentations for you. through the month of September and October, possibly. So, and Angela's going to work all that out as to what time and when and work it out with Tim. So, I cordially invite you. I think it's entertaining, too. I mean, I know I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to our schools, but I think it's entertaining for anyone that is interested in something that's kind of unique and different. Certainly, for anyone who's in business and involved in strategic planning, I think that there's a wealth of information here. So I just throw that out to you. We understand. I know you're busy, especially these days. So, but if you want to join us, that would be great. And I don't have dates right now.
Thank you.
Kudos to staff.
I'm sure it's very impressive. I've seen things like that come out of the school before, and I've always been blown away by how wonderful it is.
Definitely.
This will really blow you away. This blew me away.
I'll look forward to seeing that information. I'd be interested in attending.
Terrific. Yes. Oh, I'd love having a parent. That would be great. Get your input.
Yes. And I'd also like to say, you know, I go through the materials that you provide, and the level of measurement and detail is actually stunning. And it's just very comprehensive. And kudos to all of you.
Thank you. And the main champion for that whole affair is Tim. So
thank you, Tim.
With everyone. And Jackie, of course, her department does all the artwork and all that. But I'm telling you, this isn't just pretty. You know, you can do a, how do they say, put lipstick on a pig? No. This is really beautiful inside and out.
Cool. Congrats, everybody.
So, anybody else have anything they want to add before we go off and do our thing?
We're good.
Well, then I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Tim Morton.
Laura Barrero, I second that.
Thank you. And then Laura, your vote?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Greg is aye, so that passes unanimously. So we are out of here. Thank you, everybody. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Keep safe.